14-1 Search for truths about nature is science. It is a creative activity. When one obtains a new insight into the working of nature, one is as much thrilled as, say, a painter or a sculptor when he creates a masterpiece. However, there is one major difference between science and the arts. Scientific effort is cumulative and cooperative, whereas each artistic creation is complete in itself. In science, every newly established fact, however insignificant it may appear to be at the time, and every new idea, however small, is bound sooner or later to contribute to major advances in our understanding of nature. Even such a great physicist as Newton wrote, "If I can see a little farther, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants." 14.2 A key feature of the art scene in the 21st century is the impact of globalization, the accelerating interconnectivity of human activity and information across time and space, aided by the internet and mass media. Awareness of the vitality of contemporary art in localities around the globe has grown tremendously. Anyone with access to the internet can follow developments in Shanghai, Sydney, São Paulo, or Nairobi. Simultaneously, the increased movement of artists across borders and oceans has added to the intermixing of influences and artistic vocabularies. For example, Wanja Chimutu, originally from Kenya, pursued further education in South Wales and then in the United States. Her collaged images of women are informed by African tribal arts, 20th century European and American collage artists, and the latest illustrations from fashion and medical sources, etc. Mutu is considered by many to be one of the most important contemporary African artists of recent years, and her work has achieved much global acclaim. Artistic vocabulary 14-3 Despite all the spending, computers are not often used to do anything that couldn't be done as easily and more cheaply and effectively with old-fashioned books, pencils, paper, and chalk. Interactive whiteboards are too frequently used merely for displaying text or pictures to a dutifully seated class, not much different from what you can do with an overhead projector or chalkboard. Computers are used for mere word processing, to display cognitively bleak commercial software packages like PowerPoint, or to play dull educational games of uncertain merit. Computer art packages get used as bland substitutes for paint and paper art, but some educators are realizing that this is a dead end. They're doing something different with technology in the classroom. These teachers have realized that the point isn't to simply repeat more expensively what they're already doing quite well with paper, pencils, and books. It's to do new things that they currently can't do bleak planned. 14-4 The reason why people like Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung became interested in the study of dreams is that they saw them as a source of self-knowledge. In dreams, our subconscious minds may reveal things to us that our conscious minds deny. What the work of Freud, Jung and others indicates is that we may not be able to arrive at full self-knowledge unaided. We may need others to help us see what and who we are. A very different approach is taken by existentialist philosophers, who reject the very idea that there is such a thing as human nature. According to them, we do not need to discover who we are because we are who we choose to be. Each individual creates his or her own nature through making certain choices, and what we can make, we can also change.